Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. On today's Let's Talk Pella, we are taking to the air with Bill Clemens, a veteran balloonist from Des Moines. He offered us a ride in his balloon this morning for a ride over Lake Red Rock.
Just bear with me on that part.
That's all right. That makes good radio right there. So, Bill, how long have you been ballooning?
I started in 1984, so what's that been? A while. I haven't added them up.
About 26 years by my count, maybe 27 years now?
Yeah, for you.
And we're over Lake Red Rock.
We are.
We're over Lake Red Rock right now, and you're firing off these big propane burners? Is it propane, right?
Right, propane, yep. 20 million BTUs each. So if you figure that in house furnaces, that'd be 200 house furnaces every time that thing lights.
That's a lot of heat.
That's a lot of heat.
And how far up are we going to get this morning?
It just depends on what we need to do. We're at 500 right now.
This is 500 feet.
Yeah.
Quite a ride. How many folks have you taken up? Just
I wouldn't know. I've done over 1,000 rides, and I couldn't tell you how many it was.
As we came out here this morning, you were with your family, and family's been involved with us the whole way along, I imagine?
Right, yeah. My wife and I have been together 35 years. Those are my two grandkids that were with us. They're 10 and 8, and they're old pros at it. Their dad has had a pilot. He's 32 years old, and he's had a pilot's license himself and been a balloon owner for 16 years.
And so you were saying that there's a lot of preparation, obviously, that goes into it. So take us, you know, kind of a 500-foot view, I guess, of...
We basically pick a spot we feel like can get us good wind to get over the lake this morning, but yet still not get us all the way to Des Moines over the lake. And we just drag everything out, set it up. You have to pre-flight everything, make sure everything's what you want it to be. And then you take a couple fans, you inflate it, and get it a roll. And once you get the balloon inflated on the ground from the fans, then you turn the fire on.
That's no problem at all. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. You wouldn't want us to go to not put some heat in this.
And it's kind of a mad scramble getting into that basket. You don't have too much time.
Yeah, well, this morning's a little windy. We're moving along at a pretty good clip. This is probably about as fast as most people would want to fly the balloon. Because of the fact, like I say, it'd be comparable when we were talking about coming out here. It'd be like, how fast are you willing to jump out of a pickup truck rolling down the road? And that's basically what I'm asking of you here.
And I can tell you, not so you ballooned all over or most of the Midwest?
Yeah, we've been up all, pretty much around the United States. Probably the hardest place I ever flew was Vermont. It's a lot of trees.
And there's a lot of wiggling around to do in this little gondola, and there's not a whole lot of room to wiggle.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room in here, so we have to make the best of what we have.
We just couldn't have asked for what feels like.
Yeah, it's a nice morning. We're moving. If you look back, see how far we've gone already in just a couple minutes we've been up.
Sure.
Yeah, we're moving. We're definitely got some speed here.
And just since we've started, we've gone past the dam, and now we're over the marina just about. And
right.
What's your favorite part about ballooning?
I just like all of it. It's just, I'm a competitor. I like the part of flying to the targets. But I like all parts of it, everything about it. It's my lifestyle. It's, you know, it brings me my greatest moments, and it brings me my worst.
That's how you know something's a challenge.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing it a long time, so it's still fun. Oh, actually, are you to where? I don't know how much longer, but I'm just looking. I'm thinking if we can get over that dirt bank, that might be a nice place to land.
All right. Well, we'll go wherever you want to land
there.
Today. Yeah, we'll go wherever you want to land.
We're in a pretty good move. You can see those trees moving. We're moving pretty good. So. Get down and see what the wind does for us. But if we can get over there and plop this thing down somewhere over there, we may just well do that.
I think that's it. Yep, that's a good idea. Landed.
Yeah, we just came in. We came in over housing development, and we're moving 12, 13 miles an hour, and these yards, they seem big when you stand in them, but when you got a balloon that's as big as the yard and you're trying to land in it, it makes it a little tough. Just a second.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bud, just a second. Shane and I will walk the road if we need to. But anyways, so everything you do in this balloon, it takes 5 to 10 seconds for it to happen. So we had to be 5 or 10 seconds before that big tree we came over. I was getting us down over it, and so... No, babe, there's no horses here. We talked to a neighbor. I can get an address if that's going to help you. But let me look on the map real quick. I didn't, be truthful, I didn't look at it very much, but hang on.
And I see that your hands are shaking a little bit just like mine are.
Oh, it's just the fun of it.
It's such an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, and that's what people are like. Like, are you nervous? It's like, no, baby, I'm excited. See, people don't understand. When you get old, there's only so many things you can do that are fun. And no matter how you look at it, that was a blast.
That was a blast.
An absolute blast.
I mean, that took all of 10 minutes, but man.
Yeah. I bet you we were probably up for 20 or so.
Really?
Yeah.
And it flies like that.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like anything. We went that far, but no, that's the fun of it. That's why.
It's just a rush.
Yeah, it is. It's just a blast. And I love the windy ones. When you get up and peel the dirt off your teeth, it's like nobody ever stands around laughing about the time it was real calm and you landed, you know, quietly on the street. But when you plop down like we did, and you see it took us, and we landed as fast as we could, and it still took us 50 feet to stop, you know.
And I don't have much to go by, but for me, I know I didn't fall out of the gondola, so that was smooth enough for me.
Yeah, it was pretty smooth. The basket's still standing. If it hadn't been windy, we could have actually kept the balloon standing, but there's no way when it's this windy the balloon will allow us.
Because like you said, the wind just keeps pulling the balloon.
It just pushes it over. And if we would not have committed to stop, and we would have ended up in a fence or something.
And that's no fun for anybody.
That's not what we want to do.
Again, thanks to our guest, Bill Clemens, for a great ride and to his team that tracked us down after landing. Check out KNIAKRLS.com for photos and videos from our ride with Bill. Today's Let's Talk program is also available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.